When we started out this year, where was your focus? Think back, if you can, to when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve, and then waking up on January 1, 2020, what was your focus on? So many possibilities, the old gone and new things to come, right? Many people like to pick a word for the year. Well, I kept thinking of the word vision. I mean, it's 2020. Even saying it, I think of perfect vision, which I no longer have, but still, I was thinking this would be a year of clarity and fresh vision, a year to focus and clearly see where I've been, where I am, and where God wants to take me. A year to focus. Well, what a year it's been so far. Unlike any other in our lifetime. As a result, my focus has shifted. Priorities change when a worldwide pandemic hits. Today, I haven't been able to stop thinking about where my focus is right now, in these sometimes never-ending surreal days, surrounded by a virus and sheltering in place. I feel like I'm being forced to focus on things that I normally wouldn't, unexpected areas that need my attention. I thought about the loving hands of a father cupping the face of a very wayward and distracted child, softly yet firmly whispering, "Look right here." Think about it. We have been forced inward in more ways than one. What have you discovered? What have you been missing that God wants you to clearly see more now than ever before? Psalm 23:2. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Many of you have heard that psalm before, but did you catch the "he makes me" part? Our shepherd is the Lord. We are the sheep. We follow and know his voice. Often he forces us to lie down. We miss the green pastures. We walk right by the still waters of rest. Our souls are depleted. Our marriages are struggling. Our children crave our attention. Work and keeping up with our calendar keeps our heads spinning. Our addictions, attachments, positions, and unhealthy patterns keep us distracted so much so that we walk right by what we truly need. We don't take time for what really may need our focus within our heart and our home. Do you know what you need, or have you been focused on everything else but that? Walking right by, the sheep can't lead the shepherd. If they think they can, they end up lost from the flock. In this season of unexpected pastures that we find ourselves lying in, remember, God led us here, and only he can provide the living water and rest we need. That's the truth. Trust God's leading. Follow his voice. It always leads to what you need. I'm Lori Klein.